I'd run down the driveway. The driveway was between our homes. You know, it had gravel on it. She had worked her garden. Daylight, she was hoeing in a garden and everything. It's an immaculate garden, and it was a big garden. Now she was through, and I'm going to town, and it's like 9 o'clock Saturday morning because I want to get there early enough to get a haircut and then go to the movie and get a bag of popcorn. So I'm going down that driveway running to meet a couple of guys down on the corner. I stopped. She had taken her bonnet off and put it in the swing, and she was swinging to get some breeze there. Hot, really hot. And I would come to an abrupt stop, slide on the gravel, and say good morning. And she said, "Now, Sonny, where are you headed?" I said, "I'm going to town." She said, "And what are you going to do?" I said, "Well, I'm going to get a haircut." She said, "Well, then you have money with you." I said, "Yes, I have 50 cents. She said, "Now tell me how you're going to spend that." And I said, "Well, a haircut's 25 cents. And then I'm going to go to the movie, and I'm going to spend a dime for the movie, and then popcorn's a nickel, and I'm going to buy a bag of popcorn." She said, "Now, Sonny, you have money left over at that point. And I want to tell you, a fool and his money are soon parted. Don't be a fool. Come home with your money." And so the next week, the very next week, the same routine. I would go down the driveway. "How much money do you have?" You know, and it was a constant. You were held responsible. You would account for what you had and what you were going to spend. I didn't realize at the time. I thought, she doesn't remember. Yeah, she remembers. Question is, do you remember? Yeah. Is what it was. And she hammered away.